Good evening. The headlines. Over 30 manufacturers reduce commodity prices by at least 5% amid Kwacha gains. Catholic Church members submit petition to defend Archbishop Alec Banda. And in Global News, Trump threatens to sue Trevor Noah over Epstein joke at Grammys. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, has announced that more than 30 manufacturers across various sectors have reduced the prices of food and non-food items by at least 5%. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, ZAM President Mohamed Umar says the changes are largely driven by the appreciation of the kwacha, easing inflation, lower fuel prices, and improved electricity supply. Mr. Umar says the manufacturing sector welcomes the improving macroeconomic environment and supports national efforts to reduce the cost of living, noting that more than 30 manufacturing companies present a stakeholder engagement have either... noting that more than 30 manufacturers present at the stakeholder engagement have either announced or are in the process of announcing price reductions, demonstrating the sector's commitment to responsible pricing and consumer relief. He explains that while manufacturers are responding positively to economic improvements, pricing remains influenced by a complex cost structure, stressing that factors such as energy costs, prices of locally sourced inputs, domestic interest rates, and tax and excise measures introduced in 2025 continue to place pressure on production costs. Mr. Umar has emphasized that sustained and broader price reductions would depend on coordinated and predictable policy measures, which include suspending statutory instrument number 76 to improve supply chain efficiency, ensuring a stable tax policy environment, reducing the cost of capital, and improving the ease of doing business through streamlined licensing requirements, among others.
These positive developments signal meaningful progress toward greater economic stability, which is why we are here today, to demonstrate how manufacturers are responding, to highlight price adjustments have already taken place, and to engage constructively on how these improvements can be sustained and extended across the economy. Let us also be encouraged that over 30 manufacturing companies present today have announced or are announcing price reduction, reflecting in the sector's commitment to responsible pricing and tangible support for Zambian consumers.
A coalition of lay faithful, clergy, and religious members of Zambia's Catholic Church has formally submitted a petition to the Apostolic Nuncio to Zambia and Malawi and the Secretariat of the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, calling for the defense of Lusaka Archbishop Dr. Alec Banda's pastoral office. The petition, signed by 2,000 members of the Catholic Church and addressed to His Holiness Pope Leo XIV, is seeking to defend the pastoral office of Lusaka Archbishop Dr. Alec Banda amid growing reports of alleged state-sponsored efforts aimed at securing his removal or transfer. In a statement signed by petition group coordinator Peter Sinkamba and his deputy, Professor Nyson Ngoma, the petitioners have rejected what they describe as political interference by the Zambian government in ecclesiastical matters, insisting that secular authorities must respect the principle of the freedom of the church and refrain from influencing church leadership decisions. They have further submitted that Archbishop Banda is being targeted because of his consistent adherence to Catholic social teaching, particularly his outspoken stance on justice, good governance, and the preferential option for the poor, which they describe as a vital prophetic role of the church. The petition has also underscored canonical provisions, noting that under canon law, specifically canon 377, the appointment or removal of bishops rests solely with the supreme pontiff, and that political dissatisfaction or unresolved civil allegations do not constitute sufficient grounds for removal. The signatories have expressed concern over what they term as persecution of the church and have appealed to the Holy See to affirm Archbishop Banda's pastoral authority and protect the autonomy of the church in Zambia. The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development has announced that investigations into the Sinometal spillage incident have been concluded. Minister of Mines Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Gabeta has disclosed that an independent environmental consultant engaged to assess the extent of damage to surface and groundwater quality has submitted its findings to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, which is currently reviewing the report. Speaking when Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, John Hellenborg, called on him at his office, Dr. Gabeta stated that once ZEMA is satisfied with the review process and deems it appropriate to release the findings, all relevant stakeholders will be engaged to determine the modalities for environmental remediation and compensation.
Yes, there was a spillage, and we are happy that the Swedish government participated in helping us reduce the extent of the damage in the process of cleaning up the river system, water system, and the general ecosystem because of the spillage on the copper belt. But I think you may be aware that governments to be informed decided that through an open system for tender, we appointed an independent assessor, and the independent assessor has finally completed the assessment of the actual damage.
Meanwhile, Ambassador Hellenborg reiterated Sweden's commitment to supporting sustainable mining practices in Zambia through research collaboration. In February last year, Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited suspended operations following a dam failure at its tailings storage facility.
Sustainable mining will be one of the areas of this new bilateral research program. There is a university in the north of Sweden, in the town of Luleå, which are experts on the mining education, and they are involved in this new program. So we're very happy to have this lab. We have some work also with the government in the mining sector.
Former Religious Affairs and National Guidance Minister Godfrida Sumaili has disclosed that consultations are underway to resolve internal divisions within the Patriotic Front. Reverend Sumaili says senior party members are committed to ensuring that the former ruling party contests the upcoming August by-elections as a united front. She has noted that all political parties operate within established rules and principles, which must be upheld to maintain discipline, order, and unity. Reverend Sumaili has further assured PF supporters that the party remains strong and cohesive ahead of the August polls, urging members not to be concerned as efforts continue to address and resolve internal differences.
I have made engagement with the two groupings, and surely, our honest desire is to be together and to work together. These people who chose to go away, they are carrying some grace, they are carrying some gifts, they are carrying experience, exposure. So they are needed, but they have to be repentant, acknowledge where they have gone wrong, and be ready to reconcile.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to sue comedian Trevor Noah after he joked about Trump and Jeffrey Epstein at the Grammy Awards. Hosting the event, Noah said Song of the Year is a Grammy that every artist wants almost as much as Trump wants Greenland, which makes sense because Epstein's island is gone and he needs a new one to hang out with Bill Clinton. Trump is known to have been an associate of Epstein for years, but says he had no knowledge of his crimes and that they fell out in about 2004. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
Palestinians have started to enter the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt that's largely been kept closed for the past 2 years. Israel is letting some Palestinians return after receiving medical treatment in Egypt. No goods will be allowed. Nigerian police say 80 Christian worshippers abducted by gunmen last month have been undergoing medical checks after returning home. They say dozens managed to escape their captors and have been hiding in nearby villages for weeks. The German authorities have arrested 5 people suspected of exporting goods worth tens of millions of dollars to Russian arms companies under a European Union embargo. The prohibited transactions are thought to have a value of at least $35 million.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you doing? Taking flight on air and online. Online.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.